In some ways, it's all been said through the story, particularly the story that was just read to the children. But I'll just have that first slide up, if I may, and just looking at this passage, which describes, this is the disciple Matthew, one of the followers of Jesus, who just recorded this scene. There's mention of the donkey and the donkey's colt. And they threw garments over the colt, and Jesus sat on the colt and then began to proceed into Jerusalem for the final time. Jesus had been anticipating this event for many years. He had told his disciples about this event. At the Passover, he was coming into Jerusalem, and he knew what was before him. And it was to die. But notice the crowd. The crowd are spreading their garments on the way. They're cutting down branches out of the tree, most probably palm branches, hence the name Palm Sunday. Spreading them on the way, making a pathway like a red carpet for Jesus, who's in the centre of this procession of people. And there's great excitement. Praise God for the Son of David. Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Praise God in the highest heaven. And soon the whole of Jerusalem is in uproar as he entered. Some who weren't part of that procession are asking, well, who is this person? And the crowd replied, it's Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. Today there are all sorts of different questions or answers to the question, who is this man? Who is this person? But the events surrounding Easter, in a sense, tell the answer to that directly. Jesus came intentionally to this time. It wasn't an accident. He gave himself deliberately into the hands of a crowd, which ultimately ended up being rather fickle. This is the first day of the week, Sunday. The Passover came later that week. And by the Friday, they are calling for him to be nailed to a cross. None of it came as a surprise to Jesus. It's totally deliberate. If we can have the second slide. He had said much earlier in his life, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. He gave his life deliberately for humanity, for all people. He gave his life that we might be free to come back to God and know God, to be in relationship. It's as simple as that. That all that stood in the way of us being reunited with our Creator was taken away when Jesus took our place. I am the good shepherd, says Jesus. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. And the invitation is here for us today. If we don't know this Jesus, he reaches out to us and says, I want to be your shepherd. I want to be the one who leads you home. I want to be the one who gives you hope, not just in this life, but beyond this life. I am the one who wants to bring you back. This is the core of the message of Easter. It's simple. It's surprising. It is even confounding. confounding because it involves the witness of an event which is quite incredible. Because this one who died on the cross, no doubt about that, did rise on the third day, on Easter Sunday, as we celebrate it. So that we may no longer have to fear death, that we might have hope in the midst of life, that we might know that we belong to God and that God's love is upon us. It's remarkable, it's confounding, but it's oh so sweet. We all want to know that we are loved. Without compassion, without any restraint, but completely. And the message of Easter is that we are indeed loved, just as we are, completely, without restraint. And the invitation of Easter is to enter into that love and reciprocate it to the one who gave his life for us. I trust that as you go through this season with your family, that this core message of Easter just sits with you and encourages you and warms your heart, and that your heart might respond to this one who, as he said, is the one who sacrifices his life for you. On the evening of Passover, Jesus changed the Passover meal to one of remembrance to him. And Liz is going to come up and we're going to have the opportunity of sharing in this special time of remembering Jesus, of responding to Jesus.